we are going to talk about principles of negotiation. There will obviously be a lot of negotiation between the buyer and the seller, between the salesperson and the prospect. In order to tackle negotiations better, we need to understand the principles of negotiation. There are three approaches to negotiation. The first one is the hard approach, which involves contending by using extremely competitive bargaining. That is why it is referred to as the hard approach. The second one is the soft approach, which involves yielding to the other party, where one party tries hard to meet the interests of the other party and even forgoes their own interests. The third approach to negotiation is of principled negotiation. This approach of principled negotiation focuses on achieving a lasting and win-win outcome. Hence the term principled, because it is trying to achieve a balance, trying to ensure that both parties have a win-win situation. How can that be achieved? Firstly, separate the people from the problem. This allows the parties to address the issues without damaging their relationship. Therefore, this is a method which has foresight. It thrives on having a long-term relationship. This also allows or helps them to get a clearer view of the problem at hand. Focusing on the interests of the two parties and not on their positions in the organization or their own individual levels is another very important thing that will lead to a principled negotiation. Generating a variety of options before settling on an agreement is important. The parties should come together in an informal atmosphere and brainstorm for all possible solutions to the problem. Since the main objective of a principled negotiation is to have a win-win approach situation for both parties, it is imperative that both of them interact in an informal atmosphere, brainstorm, think of all possible options that will result in a win-win situation. Basing the agreement on objective criteria makes it easier for both the parties to agree and preserve their good relationship. The criteria on which the agreement would be based, as we said, has to be objective. It also has to be legitimate and practical. What are the qualities of a good negotiator? A good negotiator should practice patience and have endurance. He should be tough. He should have stamina and be willing to continue the negotiation even if the outcome seems to not be suitable to him. A negotiator has to be a risk taker and should be able to tolerate ambiguity. What are the various phases of negotiation? First is a preliminary stage, followed by the opening stage. Then is the stage of exploring various possibilities or options. And in the end is the closing stage. What is the preliminary stage of negotiation? Here, the objective is to create a positive climate for negotiation. Remember, we just said it has to be, they have to try to nurture a long-term relationship. They have to try to have a win-win outcome for both parties. Therefore, the climate has to be positive for negotiation. The parties establish their purpose, their value, and ideal outcomes of the negotiation at this stage. They also set a negotiating agenda and agree on the ground rules that they will follow for the entire process of negotiation. This stage, that is the preliminary stage, consists of planning know-how your company compares with the competition, determine the upper and lower levels of negotiation. This means that both parties do their homework, they do their planning, they decide in advance what is the upper level and what is the lower level of negotiation. So, if negotiation is taking place on price, then the seller decides that, okay, this is the minimum price that I will sell for. I will not negotiate for a price which is lesser, even if that means that I have to lose the deal. Similarly, the buyer will decide his maximum price that he wants to buy at, over which he will not buy, even if it means that the transaction cannot be closed. So in the preliminary stage, both parties do their planning, do their homework, they do the research if required, before proceeding to the next stage, which we call the opening stage. Here, the parties state their opening positions or expectations in terms of the settlement. The parties then clarify one another's position and probe for firmness and flexibility. So both the parties are clarifying their stance, they are stating their positions and expectations, and they are trying to understand the level of flexibility of the other party. They want to understand how firm or solid their stand is when it comes to negotiation. The aim of this meeting in the opening stage is to build a relationship that eases the process of negotiation. Then we move on to the third stage, which is exploring. The parties explore underlying needs and test the value of alternatives. They try and find out how the various options that are available to them will fare. Both parties study and look for benefits that can be provided to each other. Essentially, everybody is trying to see if a win-win situation is possible, failing which a win-lose situation will emerge. In the closing stage, the parties structure their agreement by matching alternatives to needs. Then they move on to the contracting, where they have reached a final decision and now they will come to an agreement. They will maybe make a formal contract, which will be confirming their understanding of the agreement and planning follow-up actions to finalize and implement the agreement. So this stage of closing the negotiation involves finalizing all aspects of the negotiation and implementing the agreement. What are the various points of negotiation between a retail salesperson and his prospect or probable buyer? Obviously, the most common point is the price. But it can also be delivery schedules, it can also be terms and conditions of the purchase, it can also be aspects related to servicing of the product, after sales services, or even installation of the product. Now we will look at some negotiation strategies. Since there are only two possible outcomes of a negotiation, which is a win and a lose, we get a combination of four strategies. We get a 2x2 matrix, therefore we get a combination of four possible outcomes of a negotiation, which are the four strategies that are possible. One being a win-lose, the other being a lose-win, or you could have a win-win situation or a lose-lose situation. We will talk about each of these four strategies in detail. The win-lose strategy is the lower left quadrant of the matrix. It is the type which is most frequently practiced. Obviously, one person will win and one will lose. It is not possible to always have a win-win situation. The appropriate time to use a win-lose strategy of negotiation is when the issue at hand matters more than the relationship. So there are two aspects which are important in a negotiation. One is the issue or the problem that is being discussed, and the other is the relationship between the two parties involved. Needless to say, everyone wants to have a long-term relationship, and therefore that may be more important in certain cases. A win-lose strategy is appropriate when the issue is more important than the relationship. Then you want to win and you don't really care if the other person or the other party loses. A lose-win is the upper right-hand quadrant of the negotiation matrix. This one is tough to grasp for many buyers when they are sellers. No one wants to lose. Therefore, when there is a reversal of role, most buyers end up losing as a seller and they are not happy about the situation. The third strategy is a lose-lose situation, which is in the lower right quadrant of the matrix. This is applicable in few, in rare situations only. The conditions under which the lose-lose strategy is appropriate will be when both the issue at hand and the long-term relationship have little value to both the parties involved. A win-win situation is in the top right-hand quadrant of your negotiation matrix. Here we recognize that one-shot deals do not apply. When the relationship and the issue are both important, the only appropriate strategy of negotiation is a win-win. This should be the ideal strategy, and in all cases involving major customers and suppliers, a win-win strategy should be our only choice. Therefore, a retail salesperson and the customer or prospect have to end up, or at least they should attempt to end up being in a win-win situation so that both parties benefit mutually. To recap this chapter, let us look at the negotiation strategies in this slide. On the x-axis is the concern for relationship. Here on the y-axis is the concern for issue. And then we can categorize the concerns as low or high on both the axes. So in this quadrant, where the concern for the relationship is low and the concern for the issue is also low, you have a situation which is called the lose-lose situation, where both the parties are losing, which means they are both withdrawing from the negotiation. The tagline is take whatever you can get. Where the concern for relationship is high and the concern for issue is low, the negotiation strategy followed is a lose-win, where you lose and they win. Why? Why are you letting them win? Because the concern for the relationship is very high. You value the relationship much more than you value the issue at hand. Therefore, you are willing to accommodate and go for a lose-win situation. In cases where the concern for the issue is high and concern for the relationship is low, then you go for a win-lose situation where you win and the other party loses. So the objective is that you be a winner at any cost. As you can see, these two negotiation strategies are exactly the opposite of each other. The last one is the strategy of win-win, where both parties work in a collaborative manner because both the issue, the concern for the issue, as well as the concern for the relationship are high. In that situation, both parties have to win. They have to collaborate with each other and creatively solve the problem. Thank you. Thank you.